This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA. Graham Motion is with us now. And Graham, I have to tell you, first of all, thank you for taking the time, but you had to be ultra relieved to see him win by a very comfortable half length in the Breeders' Cup turf.
I thought it was probably his most comfortable win, and I just felt tremendously confident after the trip he'd had. You know, when they turned for home, I felt like Johnny was in a great spot and looked like he had a lot of horse.
Yeah, he's kind of been the cardiac kid this year, so to speak. How often has he caused you to have to contact your cardiologist?
Yeah, I must say, he does make it exciting. I think the game changer for this race was that he broke. He basically broke with the field, which he hadn't done for me before. And I think that, you know, that immediately put him in the race from the get-go, and he wasn't playing catch-up.
Yeah, you were very much aware throughout the week that his regular rider, Rajiv Miraj, was home watching, recovering from an injury. In his place, you did give a leg up to Hall of Famer John Velasquez, and I'm sure Johnny was aware of that as well. Did you have to fill him in on some of the idiosyncrasies of main sequence?
Yeah, we actually had a conference call on Monday, the three of us, which was Rajiv's suggestion. We really just hashed it out, sort of, you know, just went over his races, and Johnny had obviously seen his races, so he was well aware of him and his idiosyncrasies, but we just kind of talked about the horse and what to expect, and I think that really helped Johnny on the day. And as it was, you know, he really behaved well and did things very well, and I think it's what kind of led to his best performance yet.
What was it like for you watching this performance in the Breeders' Cup turf?
Well, you know me, I'm always pretty edgy about these things. It's very nerve-wracking when you spend that much time pointing a horse for a specific race and you just hope everything's going to go well. And I must say, the way this panned out, I felt tremendously confident during the running of the race. I just loved where he was. Johnny had him in a perfect position. I think the funny thing about this horse is, for all his idiosyncrasies, I actually don't think he's a difficult horse to ride. Both Johnny and Rajiv have said that. He really is kind of a push-button horse, and when you ask him to go, he has different gears.
Well, you know, he's answered every single question this year, Graham. 4-for-4 in 2014. All of those wins coming with Grade 1 competition. You might have heard me talking about this when you first joined me, but with California Chrome and Shared Belief both going down to defeat in the Classic, how strong is the case for Main Sequence to now be Horse of the Year?
I mean, I think he's the only horse out there that you can't poke a hole in his record. He hasn't done anything wrong. So then it becomes whether, you know, the voters are prepared to accept another turf horse. I don't know if it helps or it hurts him that his performances come on the heels of having Wise Dan as a turf horse be Horse of the Year 2 years in a row. I do think that the shift in American racing, I think we have so much more turf racing now than we used to do, that perhaps it's something that people are going to have to accept, that this is going to happen on more than one occasion.
I almost feel as if his case might be even a little bit stronger than Wise Dan's, considering the fact that all of his wins came with Grade 1 company. We know last year Wise Dan didn't have all Grade 1 wins. And the fact that he's raced at, so to speak, classic distances, you know, winning at 1 3/8 and 1.5 miles on three different occasions now, whereas Wise Dan, no disrespect to him, but a lot of his wins came at that mile and an eighth distance. I think his case is maybe even a little bit stronger than Wise Dan had going into last year.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, in fairness to the horse, he's won at every time he's run at a different racetrack, which is never easy to do. He's certainly beaten the best of the Americans each time he's run. And I think when you throw into the mix the horse he beat in the Breeders' Cup, who was second to Trev in France in the Arc de Triomphe, I mean, he's really beaten the best out there. And it's pretty hard to knock that.
The first of his four consecutive Grade 1 wins came back in July with the Grade 1 United Nations at Monmouth. What do you remember about the first time you laid eyes on Main Sequence and your first impressions?
You know, he's not an exceptional-looking animal. He's a very athletic horse, but he's certainly not a horse that would make you turn your head. His works in the morning were okay, but not exceptional. Funnily enough, the last time I worked him for the United Nations, I just told Robbie Walsh, who rides him every day, just to let him stretch his legs and kind of go 3/8 through the lane. And both of us kind of looked at each other after he did it. We were so surprised at how he did that work. I mean, I think he went 3/8 and 36, but it was the way he did it that was so impressive. And since he ran that day, in between his races, every time I've gone to work him, I've seen an improvement in the horse. And I don't know if that's a mental thing or a physical thing, but he definitely continues to improve. And the first time I ran him in the United Nations, I didn't know what to expect. You know, Rajiv and I had a conversation. There was no pressure on anybody that day. We just wanted to get him started and kind of give him a good experience. And when he won, I thought that was breathtaking.
Talking with trainer Graham Motion on the Equine Forum on HRRN. Graham, this was also the 10-year anniversary of your first Breeders' Cup win, which came in the Breeders' Cup turf in 2004 with the veteran Better Talk Now, who made 5 appearances in that race. I know you were asked about it during the week, but how much did you reflect upon that day and what, you know, what this anniversary meant to you before and after the race?
Well, I did afterwards. I mean, I didn't think about it too much before, although certainly I was asked about it. You know, Better Talk Now meant so much to my career, and it's kind of come full circle because the reason I have a horse like Main Sequence is because of what Better Talk Now did for me back then. He sort of put me on the map, if you like, with the European owners. And, you know, when you start training for a family like the Niarchoses, who I grew up watching racehorses in Europe when I was a kid, I mean, these are such famous silks that I never would have imagined I would be training for people like this. So you kind of have to pinch yourself a little bit after winning a Breeders' Cup for the Niarchos family.
Somebody else who was pinching themselves after winning a Breeders' Cup, I'm sure, was Jonathan Pease, who sent out Caracanti to win the Breeders' Cup Mile. You have a close relationship with him as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I do, and as much as I worked for Jonathan for a season, I spent a great summer there with him, and I haven't had a lot of contact with Jonathan since I was there, but to spend, you know, a couple of days with him leading up to this race, and then, you know, we were able to celebrate afterwards, it sort of made the whole thing very special, not only for the fact that Niarchoses were able to win 2 races on the day, but for me to be able to share that with my old boss was pretty exceptional.
Yeah, it had to be just as exciting to watch him win. Well, maybe not quite just as exciting, but it had to be very exciting for you to watch him win, just as if it was to watch Main Sequence.
No doubt.
Graham Motion here on HRN. Graham, I know you got some things to get to this morning, so I'll let you go, but as always, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory in the Breeders' Cup turf, and all the best moving forward, and we'll see what happens with that horse of the year.
Thanks, Mike. It's fun to think about anyway.